Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellmead, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love. Welcome,
welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Up Show, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Afrida Love, and today, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I said it. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I will read a scripture, and it's out of Isaiah 40 and 31, and it reads, "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint." May those who heard the word of God be blessed. And I have read Isaiah 40 and 31. Today is a regular segment. However, it's a special segment in that we have dedicated or set aside this time to pray. This is a time where we come before God because the church is in our hearts, it's in our homes, it's in our communities, it's wherever we go. And as a dedication to God and his goodness and his mercy and his grace that he has shown throughout all of the years of my life, it is very befitting and it's right just to set aside a day on the show where we can pray unto God, we can thank God, we can ask God, and we can believe in God as one unified body. So without further ado, let us pray. And if you have any prayer requests or concerns in the future, you can inbox them to me, and I will be sure to mention them on the air. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this day, this moment, this hour, this second, this minute, thanking you for your grace and your mercy. Thanking you for blessing us to lie down in our beds last night. Thanking you for blessing those who were in the hospitals to be able to see another day, Heavenly Father. Thanking you for blessing those family members to be able to lift up their eyes unto you, from which cometh all of their help. Thanking you for the hope and the faith that you have embedded and stored in their minds, Lord. We're asking you in the name of Jesus, would you touch those who are in the hospitals, Lord. If their heads aren't right, Heavenly Father, fix their minds. If their limbs aren't right, Heavenly Father, mend them back together. If their heart is skipping beats, Heavenly Father, slow it down and let them know that you are God, Heavenly Father. If they have anxiety, depression, Heavenly Father, allow the sun to shine up on them, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, we're asking you in the name of Jesus, every prayer that has been rendered, those that we know, those that we don't, Lord, we're asking for an answer. If it's in your will, and if it's not, Lord, help us to be patient. Help us to reverence you and to have faith and trust in you and know that either you did not answer because it's not time or you did not answer because we're not ready to hear the answer. But, Lord, at any rate, give us that peace that passes all understanding. Lord, we're asking you, would you bless those all around this country, Lord? We realize and recognize that, no, we don't know everyone who resides in the United States. We don't know everyone who resides out of the United States. But one thing that we know is that we have only one God that we serve, Lord. Whether they believe in Buddha, whether they believe in Allah, Jehovah, it's only one God, and you're the God that sustains us. You're the God that keeps us. You're the God that blesses us. You're the God that gives us grace and mercy. You're the God that keeps us in our right right mind, Lord, and we understand and recognize that we have that commonality, if nothing else. Lord, if there is wars that are raging or if there is peace that is broken, Heavenly Father, mend that back together where people can come together peacefully for a solution, whatever solution they are trying to come up with. If someone is sad, Heavenly Father, lift them up, whether it be temporary, Lord, or whether it be permanent, Heavenly Father. If someone has lost something or someone, Heavenly Father, bless them to find that void that is in their lives through you, Heavenly Father. Help them to depend and lean on you. If someone is in a dead-end street, if they're on a dead-end street, Heavenly Father, give them options, give them paths to come unto you, Lord. If somebody's mind is messed up, if it's unregulated, Heavenly Father, get them right and help them and get them back on track, Lord. If someone's child is wayward, if they're cursing, if they're not being respectful, Lord, if they're running away, if they're missing, Lord, bring them back, Heavenly Father, because only you can do that, Lord. We can pray and pray and pray, but it is through your will that those individuals come back, Heavenly Father. If someone has been hurt, Lord, if someone's heart has been hurt, if someone's heart has been broken, Lord, if someone is just ready to end it all, Heavenly Father, give them hope. Show them hope that rest and lie inside of you, Heavenly Father. If we have something that we have said or done this day that have offended you, Lord, or have offended our brothers and our sisters, Lord, we ask that you forgive us and help us to go to the person and ask for forgiveness, Heavenly Father. Help us to be more loving toward each other. Help us to be role models, Heavenly Father, and help us to have that image of you, Lord Jesus. For those individuals who are not satisfied with their lives, who go around frowning all the time, whether it's permanent or whether it's temporary, bless them to know that we don't have to be here. You don't have to give us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. You don't have in the morning. You don't have to start us on our way. We don't have to have legs to walk. We don't have to have hands, Heavenly Father. Help them to be more thankful, because any time that we're not happy on earth permanently, or if we're not happy on earth for years, Lord Jesus, it's because we're not appreciative of what you are doing. Because if we were, we would think on the good things, which is also in the good book called the Bible. It said, think on the good things. Every day is not going to be Sunday. Every day is not going to be a happy, happy, joy day. But there should be some type of sign that Jesus lives in us. Help us. Help that side to manifest so that men, women, boys, and girls will know that we serve an awesome God. If there is anyone who is sick, don't feel well, high blood pressure, diabetes attack, asthma attack, can't breathe, unable to walk, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus, bless them to look up to you. Help them, Heavenly Father. If there is someone who has head trauma, someone who is not responding, bless them, Heavenly Father, to see you. Give them that courage and strength that they need. If someone is afraid to step out on faith, give them that faith that they need, Lord. If someone is afraid to go out on their calling, on their ministry, give them that courage. If someone do not know who you are, send someone in their life to show them who you are. We thank you for each person that we come across, whether we stumble up on them, whether they intentionally come to us, or whether we intentionally go to them. We thank you for each person who you have given to us in our lives. We thank you for those doors that you have opened. We thank you for those doors that you have locked, because for whatever reason, we're not ready for that. We thank you for the ministry. We thank you for the people. We thank you for the supporters. We thank you for the listeners. We thank you for the wisdom. We thank you for the knowledge. We thank you for the words. We thank you for the protection. We thank you for the ability to be able to give the word, to live in the United States and be able to give the word. We thank you for the Muslims. We thank you for the Greeks. We thank you for the Christians. We thank you for the Jehovah's Witnesses. We thank you for the Baptists. We thank you for the apostolic groups. We thank you for each denomination represented. Lord, we're asking in the name of Jesus those individuals who heard the station and those individuals who stepped out on faith and prayed unto you because they heard another believer say, pray and ask for what you want, Lord. We're asking you, would you show them blessings where they won't have room to receive, where they will come unto you and know that you are alive and well, and know that coming unto you is an opportunity to get it right. Lord, we thank you for each gift that you have placed in our hands. We ask that we grab hold of the gift and share it with others. Lord, whether we, if we be too high, bring us down. If we be too low, bring us up. Lord Jesus, it matters not who gives the word. If they were called to give it, we know that you are satisfied. We thank you for each guest that you have placed on the Love Lift Jesus Up show. We ask for a divine revelation and blessing for each guest because we all have stories. I thank you for the future guests. I thank you for the future opportunities. I thank you for the expansion of the ministry. I thank you for the unselfishness that you have rested upon me. I ask that you continue to bless me to share not only the word, but share the ministry so that when you get ready to come back, we will be able to go and spread the word, not only in the States, but all over this land and country. Whomever you desire to be a part of the ministry, we thank you. Whoever you desire to be blessed by the ministry, we thank you. Whatever you desire of the ministry, we accept it. Because we know that through you, all things are possible. We thank you for divine recoveries. We thank you for giving things back that were lost. We thank you for bringing sheep back who were lost. We thank you for giving wisdom back that was lost. We thank you for giving the word of God and giving us hope and giving us peace and giving us courage. We thank you. We thank you for everything that you've done, Lord. There have been some instances within these past months where people have been through almost near-death experiences, but you showed up and you showed out and you gave a second chance. And that's what some people need, is just a second chance to come unto you, to come on your side, to get in the Word of God, to be in the Word of God. We understand and we recognize that every day is not going to be Sunday. Every day we're not going to be happy. Every day is not a smile, smile day. But we want to be appreciative unto you every day. We want to treat people right. We want to do right by people, Lord. We want to help as many people as we can. We want to respect as many people as we can. We want to be able to get over small things because a lot of big things are going on that we need to be praying about. We're asking you, would you bless us to be more mature in our ways of thinking, in our thoughts, how we handle situations, how we deal with people, the things we worry about. If the spirit of stress is upon anyone, any believer, any person, we're asking that it be removed so that they can get to you. If someone is out of the ark of safety, we're asking would you bring them back, guide them. We know that it's not going to happen overnight. But we know that you're a God who's never late and you're always on time. And that's where our faith and confidence rest. We understand and we recognize that we are only here because of favor. It's not because of our name. It's not because of our ministry or what we're doing. We're here because of you. And we just want to be more appreciative of who you are. And we're asking would you bless us to love our neighbors as ourselves, even those who are hard to love. Help us. Show us how to love. Show us how to be on one accord. Show us how to do what's right, live right, do what is acceptable in your sight. Show us how a ministry is supposed to be. Show us how we are supposed to interact with each other. Show us how to be better people in the name of Jesus. We thank you for each thing that you have done in our lives. We thank you for the knowledge that you gave us. We thank you for the organization in our lives. We thank you for the organization of the Love Lift Jesus Up ministry. We thank you for the honors that you have given, because it's because of you that we have all of this. If we did not have you, we would have nothing. Lord, personally, I want to continue to be appreciative of the small things and of the big things. Personally, I want to get more in the word where I can spread the word and be specific and intentional about praying for others. I want to be disciplined and be in the word each day. Spend more time with you. I want to be disciplined in the ministry, especially when it expands, because we are dealing with souls. And even if we wasn't dealing with souls, things should be done decent and in order. I want to do things with purpose where it will benefit the whole and it will be still in the will of God. I want to be in the will of God. I want to do the will of God. I want my words to be in the will of God. I want my mind to be in the will of God. Lord, I thank you for the faithfulness that I have, that you have given me. I thank you for everything you have given me. I thank you for the little things, and I thank you for the small things. I thank you for the platforms. I thank you for the people. I thank you for my family. Thank you for my friends. And I want to continue to be thankful and appreciative of everything that you have done. And Lord, I'm going to conclude this prayer. And I'm asking you, Lord, I know that you're at the hospital. I know that you are with families. I'm asking you, would you give them more patience? Would you give them understanding? Would you help them to understand your will, whatever your will is? We know that you are a healer. We know that you are a provider. We know that you are the Alpha and the Omega. With that being said, you have the first word and you have the last word. We're asking you, would you place the spirit of courage in those who have lost courage? Would you place the spirit of faith in laps of those who have lost faith? Would you place the spirit of hope in those laps who are hopeless? Would you place the spirit of confidence in those who are doubting? Would you place the spirit of God in the laps of those who do not know you? And those who do, but because of the storms that they're going through, they wonder, where is God and why? We're asking you, would you continue to keep the sheep who were sheep? Help them and bless them not to go astray. We're asking you that anything that is not of you, that does not look like you, that does not represent you, to be removed from any situation. Things that come to destroy. We're asking for grace and mercy to overpower. We're asking with these prayer requests. We're asking with these words and meditations of our spirit be acceptable and be accepted. We claim healing. We claim deliverance. We claim movement for those who have been still. We claim miracles for dead situations. We claim breakthroughs for those who have nothing. We claim favor for those who don't deserve it. This is the season of availability, of open hearts. And some people don't even know that their hearts are open because they look on the outside instead of the inside. If we only believe that you are Jesus, you are God, our whole lives will change. And we have a lot of people who have open hearts, but because they've closed their minds, their heart cannot accept you. So we're asking for the regulation of the mind. We're asking for obedience in the mind. We're asking for deliverance of the spirits which hinder us from serving and trusting in you. We're asking for declarations and proclamations and victories to come out of hospitals. We're asking for victories to come out of grave situations. We're asking for praise reports. And we thank you for keeping us today, because there's no day which is promised. We are here inconsistently. But there is one thing that we do know, that we serve a true and living God. And if we go to sleep tonight and wake up the next morning, we understand and recognize that Jesus will be the same as he was yesterday and the day before. Once again, we thank you for giving us the victory. We thank you for giving us the gift. And we ask would you bless us to continue to use it to lift up your name, to lift up the people, to lift up souls, and to bring souls to Christ. This is one of your servants' prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Whew, amen. I always feel better after I say a prayer. Praying is essential. I actually do this every day. But just for air purposes, I have set aside Wednesday to pray. I have a couple of announcements. I have 7 minutes. And I just feel so different. It's like, I just feel really different. Okay. Please be sure to continue, and I know you can finish this sentence, but I'm going to go ahead and finish it. Please be sure to continue to tell your family and friends about the show. And the website is blogtalkradio.com/FredaLove. That's FredaLove. So it's blogtalkradio.com/FredaLove. Be sure to check out the Fashion Line, the Fashion Line. I said the Fashion Line. Oh, okay. The Fashion Line. The website is FashionBylove.com. Okay? FashionByLove.com. Let us continue to pray for our family, community, the sick and shut in, our schools, and be sure to pray for yourself. You know, we made that list, and your name should have been on both lists. Be sure to pray for yourself. Saturday, we will have one of our gospel rappers, Ifedi. And Ifedi will be with me on Saturday at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time right here on Blog Talk Radio. I would like to appreciate God, my family, listeners, and friends. I thank y'all so much for listening. I thank you for your support. I thank you for sending people to me. I thank you for your inboxes. I thank you for your emails. I thank you for your text messages. I thank you for your phone calls. I just thank you and praise you and ask God to just continue to bless you. Okay, please take a look at what God did. The ministry of the Love, Live, Jesus Up show and the other ministry is featured in a national and worldwide magazine. I will have that magazine on my Facebook page if you want to check it out. I'm like on page 130, 140. I'll be more specific once I look at the article. The media had called me and told me that we were featured in there, so be sure to look at my Facebook page because I will have that article. And actually, I had it out yesterday, so a lot of my bloggers saw it, but I haven't been through it yet. Be sure to Facebook at Freda Love. That's A-L-F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E. I'm also on LinkedIn, A-L-F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E. Or I'm on Facebook again, F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E. If you're a gospel artist, if you're a regular artist, if you're a poet, author, publicist, promoter, actress, actor, please be sure to Facebook me or inbox me because I would love to feature you on the show. You will see me posting a lot because that is part of the ministry and I want to get the word out. I will start the official promotions, God's willing, in November. November is actually a stacked month for the Love Lift Jesus Up ministry, but we praise God and we thank God for every door and opportunity that is open. I want to appreciate all of the new people who have come on board. I will have a list out at least by next week of each person. I appreciate you, and I want you to know that I want you to continue to tell your family and friends about the show. The show is very uplifting, and it has a blessing for each person who comes on the show. Amen. Be sure to tune in, like I said, on Saturday at 5:30. I have Ifedi. Ifedi was on BET Gospel. He has a just marvelous story. And I want you all to be able to hear it. So be sure to meet me here at 5:30 p.m. If someone asked you what that big smile is all about, I'm getting excited here, so I'm getting ahead of myself. If someone asked you what that big smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. Until next time, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.